Listening. A class discussion session. A. Listening for main ideas. Page 116.
Okay. Well, this is our last discussion session before the exam, so a word to the wise. Now is the time for you to ask your questions about Basho. You'll remember that in my last lecture, I told you a little about Basho's life and also about the forms of poetry and prose that he wrote.
I have a question.
Great.
You mentioned a form of writing called haibun. Would it be accurate to say that haibun is both poetry and prose?
Yes, that's correct. A haibun begins with a haiku, which is a short poem. That's followed by prose, a short essay that contains the writer's observations about life.
So did Basho invent the haibun?
He didn't invent it, but he was one of the first writers to use the form, and he wrote a lot of haibun. Eventually, Basho gained a reputation as a real master of haibun. Okay. Other questions?
Yes, I was wondering. You mentioned that an older form of Japanese poetry called haikai was similar to Shakespeare's poetry. Could you explain that?
Sure. I'm glad you asked about that. I didn't want to confuse anyone because even though Shakespeare was a contemporary of the early Japanese poets who wrote haikai, they didn't have any influence on each other. In other words, the Japanese poets were not reading Shakespeare's poems or vice versa.
So how are they similar?
The haikai were longer poems, and they followed a very specific formula. Each verse had a certain number of lines, and there was a set number of verses in each poem. As an aside, the haikai came from a previous form called renga. That was really formal poetry, whereas haikai were for the common people to read. But getting back to our topic, Shakespeare's sonnets were also fairly long poems with a set number of verses and lines.
Can I ask a question?
Absolutely. That's what we're here for.
Well, I have to admit that I don't really understand Basho's haiku. I mean, so a frog jumps into the water and?
That's a good question. And it takes us back to Basho's influences. Remember, he read a lot of Chinese poetry, and he learned about Taoism. He thought that nature had lessons to teach us if we sat quietly, if we just sat quietly and listened. He also studied Zen Buddhism. He was a deep thinker, and for him, the haiku reflected the truth that can be found in nature. Does that help?
Well, maybe it's because I'm not Japanese.
That could be. Basho's haiku are well-loved in Japan. Just about every person I met there knows at least one Basho haiku.